How's Mike? Sounds like he's getting better and progressing according to what the Burkholder said. How's he looking, Sunil?
Yeah, Mike looks great. He's just, you know, it's day to day, but I've been able to be around him a little bit, and you know, it's the same old Mike. So just he's getting healthy and just a wrestling body.
Coach Reed said that it seemed like it was a little bit easier for you this week, you know, as opposed to last week. You know, another week in the belt. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I feel more comfortable. Definitely, I feel like this week, you know, I feel like I improved a lot. Just got taken into the game.
Nick, what do you expect from Carolina's defense?
I mean, I expect them, you know, to come right at us. I mean, they're a very talented team. You know, I expect them to play hard and fast. It's Monday Night Football, and you know, they'll probably show me a lot of stuff, and I'm just gonna take it one play at a time, and you know, decipher everything.
In the game last week,
do you have to be just quick in general, getting the ball out, or just more cognizant of where it's from? I mean,
just understand what's happening, understand what they're showing me, what they're bringing, our play, you know, just playing within ourselves. Just like I said, take it one play at a time. And just, you know, stay calm.
In order to get Jackson and Mack more involved in the offense, do you need to change where you look and they need to run different patterns? What needs to be done to get those guys more balls?
I think just give them the ball. I think it's just simple. You know, if I can give them the ball. I mean, the key to having a great team, you know, you have a great O-line, a great offense, a great O-line, you know, it starts with them, and then get the ball to your playmaker's hands. So those guys are two of our, you know, playmakers, so we need to get them the ball.
Is it fair to say last week you were dumping the ball off more or looking in the screen game more than downfield?
I mean, I guess if you look at the film, I mean, I guess it would show that. I just, you know, got to play within, you know, myself and understand what's coming at me and make the best decision.
Do you expect things to kind of slow down for you a little bit more after, you know, getting that first start out of the way last week?
I mean, I hope so. Just continue, you know, second game to start. I mean, this is my third game to play in. So hopefully as things go on, it starts slowing down. And I feel more comfortable this week at practice. So just, you know, trusting myself in the game and just going, staying in rhythm.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be like Monday? I mean, obviously fans aren't happy with this season. And, you know, do you expect negativity? Do you expect, you know, how are you looking at it?
I mean, I'm just looking forward to going out there and playing, and you know, in front of our Eagle fans. I don't know what to expect. I just want to go out there and play the best I can and play with everything I have. And I know the guys are too. So I know that it's been a tough season for us, a tough season for them. But it's not over yet. We have a great game on Monday night versus Carolina, and we're all really excited to play. I can't wait to get out there and play again.
It seemed like your ability to get the ball last game to Riley and to Maris may have had a lot to do with practicing with those guys for a lot in training camp and working your way up with them. Is there anything to that? Or
I mean, no. I mean, you know, that's who I decided to throw to just based on what I saw. And that's not, you know, I'm just trying to get the ball to whatever play, the best receiver possible. And, you know, those guys are great players. I just have to continue to complete more balls and make better decisions and not turn over the ball.
A comfort thing that you just naturally look for a guy that you kind of practice with a lot, or?
I mean, that's not what was going through my head.
There was a third down play the last game. You checked the play at the line. Mm-hmm. You guys converted. It seemed like you made the right call. How comfortable are you changing the play at the line and recognizing the defense there?
I mean, I feel comfortable, but I mean, you don't want to get trigger happy with that. I mean, most plays have things built in to that you have options, and sometimes, you know, something will go over in practice if we get a certain look.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do something, but I feel really comfortable. But you know, it's really just trusting the play. You don't want to get trigger happy. Sometimes stuff's built in, and you just have to make the best decision from preparation.
Two more guys.
Thank you.